You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And everyone here at the Ever and Beginning staff would like to wish you the happiest of New Year's.
Clothes on my ass. out of cash. I got sick, I got bruises, I got gas. Must have took something at the show. I don't know. Ba-da-ba.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And that wraps up the first portion of this evening's program and puts that year 2022 all the way behind us. But now let's turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's a time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. I'm going to start it the way I always do, by reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And the initial radio obituary is for Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, the American blues singer and guitarist. He's not to be confused with Luther Georgia Boy Johnson, Luther House Rocker Johnson, or Lonnie Guitar Jr. Brooks. During the 1960s, he performed with Magic Sam and performed in Muddy Waters Band from 1972 through 1980. You may recall that he was a member of the legendary blues band backing John Lee Hooker in the Blues Brothers movie. Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson just passed away at 83. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You come, babe. Baby, what you gonna do?
when you talk to me. You know you better be cool. You ain't talking no joker. You know I ain't no fool. I ain't no hustler. Well, you know I ain't no drunk. Yeah, you know whenever you're talking to Muddy Waters, you're talking to the man that put the unk into the funk. You know I ain't no punk. My name is Muddy Waters. You know I put the unk into the funk. Well, you know I ain't no hustler. Oh, you know I ain't no drunk. Hey, you know when you're talking to Muddy Waters, you talk to the man that put the unk into the funk. Ask any woman, ask any girl. The day I was born, that's when funk entered the world. But you know I ain't no hustler. Hey, you know I ain't no drunker. Well, you know whenever you're talking to Muddy Waters, you're talking to the main that put the unk into the funk.
The post-initial radio obituary is for Brian Kasser, the British singer and guitarist who led the first notable beat group in Liverpool, Cass and the Casanovas, who were early rivals of the Beatles in the city. Later on, he led another group, Casey Jones and the Engineers, which was one of Eric Clapton's first bands, and then led Casey Jones and the Governors, which became successful in Germany. But of course, you know us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, we're most concerned about the greatest story ever told. So his role in that story. Back around 1959, Kasser started his own music club in Liverpool. It was the Casanova Club. Guest groups included one known at the time as the Silver Beatles. According to some reports, Kasser had suggested that those early Beatles change their name from either of those early spellings of B-E-E-T-L-E-S or B-E-A-T-A-L-S, as Kasser found them ridiculous. Brian Kasser just passed away at 86. He's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for John Bird, the English actor, writer, and satirist. He was big in the satire boom of the 1960s, appearing in That Was the Week That Was. His acting career in film, television, and theater lasted over 55 years. He appeared in films including Take a Girl Like You in 1970 and Jabberwocky in 1977. John Bird just passed away at 86. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hello, enormous listening world. This the week that heralded an amazing new departure in Ugandan entertainment, namely the production of the amazing cinematographic film. It's an item what about to wipe the floor with the crumbling Hollywood. It's spelling the end of the line for the Charlie Shelley Applins and the Errol De Fiennes. The only problem is the publicity. Don't matter a pig's burp if you ain't got the script or the loot or the box brownie with the zoom lens, provided the leading lady having it away with the leading man, and now really the wonder dog sticking the paw in the wet concrete outside McGrawman's Chinese restaurant and takeaway. What we kicking off with is the giant spectacular. I gonna be the new Celia B. DeMille rolled into one, with a touch of the spine-chilling Alfred Bolcock suspenders. This the rough outline of the plot. The screen rises, revealing the American Civil War, in which I take in the part of Rat the Butler, walking about with the 10-gallon hat and the smile playing about the lips and dropping a number of the minor characters with the Colt 45. Then we go into the famous chariot race. First, Charlton Heston in the lead, then Queen's Park Rangers, then Mickey the Mouse, Yogi Duck, Goofy the Foreign Minister, the Andrew Sisters, but suddenly are coming up on the outside and crashing through the winning post by the head. The scene switching to the South Pole, where I wait in with the hot bovril for Captain Scott, played by the famous brother-in-law Nagaga Mibibi. Now it's time for the comedy, and I coming on with the baggy pants and twirling the cane and eating the shoe. This taking the plot naturally into the sequence, where I suddenly falling down in the high street at the peak of the cello playing career, on account of I got the unknown wasting disease what baffling wart specialist the world over. This mean I have to pack up, scraping up and down the old cat's innards, taking to the bed, and finally snuffing it, with a lot of the big name stars slobbering all over the quilt and the full treatment from the Entebbe Public Hygiene Department tin band whacking out the ever-popular funeral march. Course, it a well-known fact you can't have the lead star kicking the jam jar after only 4 hours of the film. So now we flashing across to the gloomy Hotel Frankenstein. And before we know it, there's this great big bolt of lightning what's striking this atom under a sheet, and wow, who this but Idi Amin again? Only this time he got the bolt in the neck and the stitching all over the world-famous bonds. With one bound, he come leaping off the operating table and start lurching about the room, smashing the light fittings and eating the glass jars with the pickled brains inside. Gonna scare the audience witless. Also good to have a bit of realism. Got the intermission at this point for the wires circulating among the audience, making a few bob on the lollies. Then back on the screen, what we finding but the ever-popular Battle of Britain. And here come one of the few, the young golden-haired Wing Commander Idi Amin Esquire, DFC and 9 bars, zooming about on the 2 tin feet and knocking the Messerschmitts out of the sky like teeth out of the Asian brothers. Unfortunately, the old spit getting pranked at this point, i.e. one of the wings falling off over the old folk stone, and I winding up in the Jap concentrating camp due to the strong headwinds. But I escaping by digging a tunnel under the River Kwai, swimming to the nearby Broadway to change the entire history of the film musical with the revolutionary Amin Gityo Revolver, LPs on sale in the foyer. Well, that the natural end, and everyone going out humming and dancing and weeping and saying, wow, that Idi Amin, he looking like the new King Kong.
Yes, thank you. You're the last for the audition. You did say you could read music.
Yes, I can.
Can you cite read music?
Yes, thank you.
Do you mind just citing that? Just take your own time.
I say potatoes, and you say potatoes. I say tomatoes, and you say tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off. You say pajamas, and I say pajamas. You say Bahamas, and I say Bahamas, Bahamas, pajamas, Bahamas, Bahamas. Look, I'm sorry, I just can't see what's wrong with this relationship.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've been asked by the management of this swimming pool to say a few words before next race about smoking. I don't want you to think this is not so much an advertisement, rather a warning against the evils of immoderate smoking. I realize this is not a new idea for you, but I want to try and bring the whole subject home to you as graphically as I can by telling you a story about a member of my family, one very close to me, my great-uncle J.P. Beresford, Esquire. He was a gentleman of the old school and a man of many parts. A forger, kidnapper, pervert, dope fiend, sex criminal. But he had his bad points, too. And I'm sorry to say that among these was his inveterate addiction to the weed, as he fondly called it. He started, like you or I, smoking for pleasure, but sooner or later it got such a grip on him that he seldom, if ever, drew a breath of fresh air. He'd wake up in the morning coughing, spluttering, retching, and spitting blood, and he'd go on like this all through the day, right up to the time when he prepared, and sometimes even delivered, his sermon. The end had to come, and inevitably it did. One day, on his weekly visit to the post office to draw somebody else's old age pension, he was run over by a tram. I hope that brings it home to you as nothing else can. It's never too late to shake off a bad habit, so when next you light that cigarette, I hope you will follow my example. I'm putting this out. It's definitely my last.
The cleanup radio obituary is for Harry Shepard, the American jazz vibraphonist. He recorded and played with Roy Eldridge, Charlie Shavers, Red Allen, Cozy Cole, and many, many others. In 1954, he and his wife, Betty Ann Miller, recorded vocals on the first cha-cha record in English called Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue. In 1958, he appeared on the television program Art Ford's Jazz Party. He went on to play with Benny Goodman in the 1960s, and in the 1970s, he worked to create the first electric vibraphone. Harry Shepard just passed away at 94. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
to the radio obituary for Black Stalin, a leading calypsonian from Trinidad and Tobago who was known for his lyrics against European colonial oppression. He won the Calypso Monarch competition on 5 occasions and Calypso King of the World title in 1999. He just passed away at 81. It's the radio obituary for Black Stalin, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
It's Caribbean vibes.
Guys, so gone dread, dread, dread. Go rap to them bald heads. Tell them, guys, so. dance. Song, that's one of the things people in his country used to tell him. Invite him to the party, make him sing for free, tap him on his shoulder, and then they call him the man, the brother. He say, you see the sets are tapping on shoulder, tell them he say they got to come better. He want them to know he ready to sing. All they got to do is run the thing. So Kaiso gone dread, Kaiso gone dread, dread, dread. Go rap to them bald heads, tell them Kaiso gone dread.
Kaiso gone dread.
Go rap to them bald heads, tell them. About the business, they take the money, build castle in the country, make themselves all right, and then they leave him alone to fight. Giving money to big institutions, gambling and fetting like them Romans. So much of people he give a taste, so they not can build him a meeting place. So Kaiso gone dread, Kaiso gone dread, dread, dread. Go rap to them bald head, tell them Kaiso gone dread. Tourists coming down in the savannah, they want him as the main entertainer. When the fet over, money like fire, woman classic and wine, and they pay the hard worker no mind. He said that he want them people to know, from now on he is singing so. Before they put the thing upon his head, we want them to pack up the thing with bread. So Kaiso gone dread, so Kaiso gone dread, dread, dread. Go rap to them bald heads, tell them Kaiso gone dread. Hello! Go rap to them bald heads, bald heads.
We're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And now we have the radio obituary for Pope Benedict XVI. He was Pope from April 2005 through February 2013, and he just passed away at 95. I'll leave it to everybody else in the world to tell you all about that particular Pope. If you really want to hear some Pope material, you want to go back to the old Pope and Cuba Dog and Pony Show episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. That probably happened. Well, when was it that the Pope went to Cuba? Early 90s? Yeah, that show's hanging around somewhere. I'm sure of it. Anyway, now it's time for the radio obituary for this Pope right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
The Pope was visiting Boston. It was one of those terrible rainy days in Boston, and they called his parade off. So he was sitting in the hotel room, and he loved to do the New York Times crossword puzzle. He was doing the crossword puzzle. And at one point he looked at his aide, he said, Giuseppe, I'm a little bit stuck for a word here. I'm trying to find, it's a four-letter word, English word, means a woman. So he says, well, Your Holiness, do you have any of the letters? And he looked, he said, yeah, I've got a U-N-T. He said, well, Your Holiness, that's easy. That's aunt, A-U-N-T. And the Pope said, oh, of course, Giuseppe. You got an eraser? Think about it. Pope is only human.
Oh. I want to tell you a secret. Guess what? Guess what? I'm dating the Pope. No, I'm just using them to get to God. Yeah, come and get me, Jerry Falwell. Yeah, I love the Pope. He's a fashion plate, isn't he? One time he called me. You remember he called me. And he said, Judy. Oh, Judy, can I come over to your house and touch your velvet painting of Elvis that cries? I said, suffer. So we astral projected and we went to Texas and I wrote this love song for the Pope. It's a country and western love song. Oh, I just want a cowboy to ride me home. Oh, I just want a cowboy who's rich and lives in Rome. I just want a cowboy with gold-plated soap. Yeah, I just want a cowboy named John Paul the Pope. Met him one day in the crack house saloon. It could happen. He lassoed a pickle from clear across the room. He said, hey, little Kalachki, you're supposed to kiss my ring. I said, if I want to see your bathtub, I'll learn how to sing. Teach me how to kiss the ground. I teach him how to duck from a gun. Oh, I just want a cowboy to whom I can confess. Yeah, I just want a cowboy in a long white silky dress.
Hey, guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Vivienne Westwood, the English fashion designer and businesswoman largely responsible for bringing punk and new wave fashions into the mainstream. She just passed away at 81. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I guess she doesn't.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the pre and penultimate radio obituary is for Ian Tyson, the Canadian singer-songwriter. He wrote several folk songs, including Four Strong Winds and Someday Soon, and he performed with his partner Sylvia as the duo Ian and Sylvia. He just passed away at 89. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
By your sympathy. Crackers to Slipper Rozzer the Dropsy and Snide, a public reminder from WMFO Medford.
When I was the cowboy out on the western plains,